Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Kenny Adasi, we bow, we glorify your name. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you for bringing up that song. I love using that song to teach. So I'm tempted to stop from there. You know, many times we come to church. Tunde Bakare said, when Muslims want to come to the mosque, they remove their shoes. When Christians come to church, they remove their brain. Peter said. What did he just sing now? I gladly bow that you are seated. That is what Christians do. And I will lift up my hands, and the hands will be down. Huh? Are you sure you are singing? Don't follow people to sing what will put in your trouble. Me, I change song, I sing. Thank God I don't have the mic when singing it. I'm telling you, it's between me and my God. I will not come and say bow my knees when I will not bow my knees. It matters to God. Do you understand? He did not force you to sing it. Mean what you say. If you are coming to church and you say, I'm coming to worship, when you get here, worship, don't watch. Some came to church to watch. In fact, there are many journalists in church, more than worshippers. Did you know the thing that happened for church today? They did not come to church to worship. Be one of the people that come to church to worship. Do you understand? I want to come in the future and teach. Let's go back to first principles. Christians are known by love. Now we are known by war. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples. If you have love for one another, then now all around the place it is about to fight everywhere. In fact, the highest prayer point that people bring to pastors for joining them to pray is a battle against somebody in office. Somebody in the neighborhood. And I was grinding my pepper, jejeli. And when he passed, the thing now fell. The now turned against me. Pastor, now I can't sleep again. Help me pray that everybody rise. Who told you the person that pour your pepper is one rising against you? We have lost many things. And we need to get them back. Listen to me. Investment is a multiplier. When you are asked to invest into something, whatever you invest in, you invest in it because it is a multiplier. Nobody wants to put their money into anything that will go into a loss. Today, we want to talk about kingdom investment that leads to supernatural increase. An investment is basically a multiplier. It can multiply by point something. It can multiply by two. It can multiply by three. Your investment in the hand of God is a multiplier. So listen to me. When you have asked God, when you have done everything, and things seem to not be working, bring in the multiplier. In fact, things are not working for people because they don't have the multiplier in their life. What I want to teach you today, if you do them, your prayer points will reduce. Because the multiplier will be at work in your life. 3 years into starting this church, I was going to, I can remember the spot, somewhere around Usain Mike, I was driving. Listening to, at that time I listened to Ayefele. I was listening to Ayefele, then I heard the voice of the Lord. I lowered the thing down, and I heard the word. I am your shield and your exceedingly great reward. That is one of the notable changes ever in my life. And the Lord opened strange doors and strange things to me. He became my reward. When you do the things I'm about to tell you today, you will see the hand of God at work in every area of your life. And listen, what I'm about to tell you today are not mysteries. You hear them every day. So I have come to remind you that the things that change the life life of a Christian, permanently and forever, are common normal things that we do not do. The first one, I was taught when I was in Sunbeam. Sunbeam is a 0 to 10 in the Baptist. That was when I was taught that. Matthew 28, 18 to 20. If you have never heard it before, welcome to church. I put it on the screen. Let's take it. I want us to read together. 1, 2, go. Let's go. And Jesus came and said, are you in church? What did I ask you to do? I asked you to read. Oh yeah, read. Listen. When I was growing up, at the back of our house, this year I'm telling you, my parents do not know. So don't tell them. They are in heaven. At the back of our house are people that sell hemp. So, when I go on holiday, I just find my way. And the guy loved me. So I would go. I used to help him also. They're laughing at me. Let my mother know here. Rap. People come, buy, sell. And one of the things he tells me, anywhere you go to, anybody does anything against you, don't fight. Come back and tell me. Anywhere you go to, old, small, anybody that does anything against you, don't fight. Come back. Well, I was not rascally enough, so I did not fight. But what I'm telling you is this. By virtue of the kingpin that the man was in the area, anybody that touches me, something will happen. Before Jesus told us to go, he first of all told us something. He did not send you to go and go ordinarily. He first of all came and said, come, listen, all powers in heaven and on earth belongs to me. Therefore, I ask you to go. They never born that DG well. Listen to me. It is because we go fight battles God has all access to do. Listen to me. If you go on evangelism, all the powers in heaven and earth are backing you up. After you have done the evangelism and left, everything you want to do for yourself, the powers of heaven and earth will still follow you because you have done what he wants you to do. Evangelism is a multiplier that changes your destiny forever. Have you prayed for something for a long time? Stop praying. Start going for evangelism. Stop praying. The problem is you are too self-centered. Pray for yourself. You are not praying for the kingdom of God. They don't know you in heaven. All your prayer points. Give me job. My children know. In their school, my husband, even your pastor, you never remember him in prayer for once. But after preaching 3 services, you come with your Ori. Pastor, anoint me. The problem with Christianity is that we are not in the center of God's will. We are not in the center of God's move. And Jesus said, verse 19, we read verse 19, and we ask ourselves a question. Let's go. Go therefore. Wait. Go and make what? He didn't say go and make converts. Convert is a one-off. Discipleship is a process. But let's not even go to that. Let's even stop at convert. Sir, when last did he need anybody in Christ? Prophetess. Apostle. Lady Apostle. You want to be known by your gift, but you are not known by your fruit in the kingdom of God. When last did you bring anybody to church? Ma, I asked them in the first service, if you are going to heaven, and they say, Q, hold the people you brought. Who are you going to hold? Who will you hold? Do you know why they say, and he will wipe away their tears in heaven? Because there will be tears. And I say, okay, even though you disappointed me, you made it here. Yeah, boy. Can you just clean your face, Jerry? There will be tears. there will be shockers. May you not be the one shedding tears on us and still shedding tears in heaven. I don't need your amen. We need your work. We need to do it evangelism. We need to talk to people about Christ wherever you are. Listen, he only asks us, Acts 1:8. I thought I could run. Acts 1:8. Can we read this? Let's go. And you, sir, did you notice that the power in Christianity is for a reason? And it's not for show off. I will show you I'm a man of God. I will show you. If I be man of God, further than there. That is not what the power is for. The power has a reason. That's the power. In Matthew 28:18, all power and authority in heaven and earth have been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples. The power, yes, and you will receive power. Power in the kingdom is not for show off. Power in the kingdom is for evangelism. Read the screen. Read what's on the screen. Let's go. Read it now. Read now. Okoro, read now. Tunji, read now. Look at it. Look at it. Look at the screen. And I will give you power. We have young people praying 6 hours in tongues, looking for power, but they don't go for evangelism. They want to arrive. They want a big ministry. They want big ministry. I have arrived also. Power for nothing. Anyone evangelizing, even when you are not praying, once you go for evangelism, the powers of heaven and earth, they back you up. Let me see who can stop you. If you are a soul winner, let me see. Do you know that is why the highest number of miracles always happen in the mission field? And it happens in the hand of people that do not know even anything. They just go together. And there are many people. They say, you can't serve that person. The person now comes and says, this is my leg. And he just said, let me pray for you. And before you come, the person is rolling on the ground. This is somebody that does not know how to say in Jesus' name in church. But in the mission field. Because the power is not for show off. Let me tell you, can I shock you? Jesus performed 44 miracles. Is it Jesus or between the book of Acts? 44. 43 of them happened outside the church. Power is not for display in church. It's for evangelism outside. Multiplier, an investment that your life will never ever be the same again. Be a soul winner. Ask somebody, are you a soul winner? Normally in church, people don't answer this question, but this one, ask the person for the answer. They will grumble now. They will grumble. Tell them, say, let me hear you clearly. But the issue be say, the person that is saying, both sides, they are just doing the thing themselves. Grumbling and asking themselves questions. I beg you in the name of the Lord. I beg you in the name of the Lord. Please. Please. Think about this. Please. Think about this. I beg you. Please. Think about this. Why do you think he keeps sending people to your shop? Fine girl. Why do you think many guys come to toast you? You think it's because you are fine? Wait another 6 years, you will know. You hear me, ma? There is a reason for that. Let your beauty attract people to the kingdom. Let the beauty not bring you, make you vain. Beauty is vain after some years. For me, I think I'm getting more handsome every day. You are sure of that? Make now, not deceive yourself, or maybe continue. So that's one. So investment of soul winning is a multiplier. You have prayed enough. He's waiting for you to do soul winning. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, everybody will say, I understand. See, sir, in 2021, September, October, whatever, you said, God, 2022, I will start doing it. The 2022 year you talk about. Today is May what? May what? 29. Ah,
I thought it's 27, 7. Okay, Tuesday don't pass. Today is May 9, 29. It has passed. Heaven, the clock is ticking. Ka, 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 ka. Put it back and Acts 1:8. And I move on. Acts 1:8. Look at that. Please go with me and read this, read slowly. And you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my... What did he say you will be? He didn't say you will be my advocate. He didn't say you will be my lawyer. You don't need to know the whole Bible before you are a witness. A witness is someone in the presence of whom something happened. And he testifies of what happens. So a witness, I come, what Jesus, before, this was how my life was. I had struggles in various areas. In fact, in my place of work, one wahala or the other. And then I came to church one day, and the gospel was preached. And I gave my life to Christ. And everything about me changed. Now, I believe if you give your life to Christ also, God has the power to change you. Everything. So the person now say, okay, now that I have heard you, Akwa. What does the Bible say? Does the Bible say we should take Akwa or not take Akwa? You are a witness. You are not a barista. Don't answer a question you don't know. You just say, whether Akwa is right or not, I don't know. The thing where me be telling you, say, before, and so my life no go well. But now that I've come to Christ, my life is better. But I'm talking to you about Akwa. That about Akwa, I don't know. But I know my pastor knows about it. Follow me to church on Sunday. You will see pastor after. You ask him that question. That is what the witness does. I was, a church member called me or tested me and asked me, when people die, where do they go to? Have you thought about it before? And he said he asked in his church, a church, and the church told, they told the guy in church that when people die, their spirit keep moving around the world until Jesus comes. That is a person called to be a witness, trying to become a lawyer. And he will misguide and misdirect everybody. Listen to me. What I don't know, I don't know. If you ask me, I don't. I will tell you, I don't. This one, I don't know. But this one that I know, I tell you. So listen to me. He is calling you to be a witness. He has not called you to know everything in the Constitution. The little you know is enough. The ones they ask you don't know, refer them to another person and move on with your life. Are you in church? Because we feel we should be able to defend alcohol. Why women wear trousers and should not wear trousers, according to Deuteronomy 22:5, and all those, I almost say useless things. You don't need to know them all as you start. But as time goes on, you read the Bible, you get to know better and better. You move better and better. You can be a witness from the day you gave your life to Christ. And can I shock you? The greatest set of witness all over the Bible are new converts. The problem of a church are always the old members. I tell you, including you shaking your head. That was meant to be a joke. I'm sorry. So the first thing is to be a soul winner. Number two, multiplier, which is an investment that God requires from us, is intercession. Please, my brethren. The Bible is not saying, I'm not saying we are not praying. We pray. Come on Wednesday, we pray. On Friday, from 6 to 8 or 6 to 9 or whatever, we'll be here praying again. And I enjoy seeing my people pray. I enjoy leading the prayers. Then you know what? Plus me, plus you, plus the church in Nigeria. Most of us are selfish. Our prayers are self-centered. It's about me, my family. Oh Lord, if you give me that job. Oh Lord, if you give me that car. Oh Lord, if you give me that house. Oh Lord, if you move me from Dusse. Oh Lord, America. After America, oh Lord, Greenland. After Greenland, oh Lord, Iceland. Everything is about us. Listen to me. That prayer cannot help you. Two things. After you have prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed for yourself, and things are not moving, know that God is looking at you and saying, this man is too selfish. God wants us to move away from petitions into intercession. Hebrews 7:15. If I ask you, what is Jesus doing now? Hello, what is Jesus doing now? He's doing what? Hello, man, what is Jesus doing now? Let's read from the screen. Okay, this becomes 25. Hebrews 7:25. Okay, let's go. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him. Read slowly. Since he, look at that. All, he always. What is always? What is always? Always is always. You know, there are some meanings. The meaning is inherent in that word itself. Always. So, this way, that way, that way, that way, that way. Always is doing the same thing. He always lives. Jesus has died. He has resurrected. That is in the past. That is for you. Now, what is he doing? He is always making intercession. But can I tell you, when we say the high calling in Christianity, intercession is what we call the high calling. He didn't say my house shall be a house of preaching. He said my house shall be a house of prayer for the nations. A house of intercession. We are so selfish and so self-centered that we are no more than moving the hands of God. Romans 8:34. So people wake up at night, they pray for 6 hours. And that 6 hours, everything is about themselves. You have wasted your time. I have had many people come, Pastor, what else should I do? I have done this. And I sit down, and the first thing I do is to counsel them and change their mentality and their belief. Listen to me. If you do these things, it will come to a time that your prayer points will be almost nothing. You won't have anything really to pray about, because you are doing the multiplier, you are doing the right thing, and your investment will be eating things all around. You should intercede in such a way that 50 years after you have died, people are praying for your children after you have gone. Because you have prayed, and you have prayed, and you have prayed for others. But we have people that have sweated. Oh Lord, my baby. Oh Lord, the school. Oh Lord, the money. Oh, have you asked God what he wants? God wants his kingdom to come. God wants his kingdom to reign. God wants his kingdom to move. But we are not in the center of God's will. Can we read together? Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one. So listen, even though I'm tempted, but look at it. Nobody should condemn you if they did not die for you. We did not die for me. You cannot condemn me. Let's go. More than that, who was raised? Let's read together. Who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding. That song we sang also have somewhere that has a right hand. That you put me at the right hand. The right hand is a position of power. And the right hand, a position of power. Power for what? For evangelism, and power for intercession. Ezekiel 22:30-31. And I move to the third one. That is the problem we have. We have people that complain so much and they do not intercede. The same energy you can use to complain and murmur is the same energy you can use to intercede. When last did you pray for Nigeria? You have been articulated, Abi. That is all what we hear, articulated. Saraki is one that we got. We made all the noise, no prayer. a non-praying people will be ruled by the devil. I want us to read together and see the problem that we have. Ezekiel 22, verse 30. Help me ask somebody, say, where are you? Ask another person, say, where are you? Ask yourself. You don't need to say it, but think about it. Ask yourself. Ezekiel 22, 30, 31. Let's read together. Slowly. And I thought, for a man among them. Give me New King James. So that it will let's go. I sought for a man among them who will make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land that I should not destroy. But what? Ask somebody, where are you? How many? He didn't say, I sought for men. Look at the screen. I sought for a man with God can change the nation. Where are you? You're on TikTok. Sir, where are you? You see, that question that God asked Adam is what he's asking us. Adam, where are you? Abokina? Get this care? Yaya. Yaya, where are you? Canada. I'm intentionally saying that because people remember jokes and so that I can remember this. I remember what I'm telling you. So that you will not be shocked. God is still asking, where are you? He said, but I found. Look at the last part. Let's read together. But I found no one. Look at verse 31. I read that yesterday and it was as if I've never read it before. Then look at it. Then, therefore, I have poured out my indignation on them. I have consumed them with fire of my wrath, and I have recompensed their deeds on their own head. Why? There is no one person. They are here, maybe 1,000 this Sunday, as always. But in the midst of 1,000, he's looking for where one person. He can't find it. Say, where are you, Pastor Biodani Bike? Where are you, the ministers? Where are you, the deacons? Where are you, the people? Where are you? God is looking for us. Where are you? The intercession group of the church, when do they meet? Some people don't know. The day they enter trouble, that's when they say, is there no prayer warriors in this church? I beg, when did they meet? It will be late for you when you are in the depth of a problem that's when you are looking for an intercessor. You pray before things happen. You pray after things happen. You pray when things are happening. You pray to make things happen. The intercessory group of the church meets on Tuesday, 6 to 7. Where are you? Some are in Bet Niger, one Bet Express. At that time, they have lost all. They are addicted. They are in debt. They will still lose. Where are you? Help me ask somebody for the last time. Where are you? Listen. Let's move from petition to intercession. Let 90% of a prayer be for others. Reverse tithe your prayers. Do a reverse tithing of your prayer. Pray 10 minutes. 10% for yourself. Pray 90% for the things of God. Pray for evangelism. Pray for people who give their lives to Christ. Pray for the move of God. Pray for expansion for the kingdom of God. Pray for healings. Pray for deliverance in the church. And see how God will do your own for you. They are telling you practical examples. You have too many prayer points. And none of it has the heart of God in it. Your prayers are going nowhere. Move to intercession. Help me tell somebody, move to intercession. Tell another person, say, move to intercession. Tell the top person, say, move to intercession. Can I say, I'm moving to intercession. See, if you need prayer to pray, see me. I'll give you 1,000. 1,000. Not about me. 1,000. Kingdom. You will pray, you will become prayer. You will pray, you will move into a room. The atmosphere will change. I'm not talking about this aimless prayer so that you will come out and tell people, I prayed 6 hours yesterday, and after that, whatever. What was your prayer point? You don't know. What is God telling that prayer? You don't know. But you want to be able to boast to all your friends 6 hours. 24/7. Every moment, pray. Now pray, I be pray. What did I do? All of you leave me to pray alone. So the second thing is intercession. The third thing, multiplier, is your service. Matthew 9:36-38. Sir, please ask somebody, where is your place of service in church? Okay, remove church. Where is your place of service in the kingdom? Sir, ask, man, ask somebody. Oh yeah, ask somebody. Say, where is your place of service? I think people that come to church late, they don't respond to what pastor is saying. Next week, put the people here so that I will preach from the middle. Some people are in classes so that I will be scared. I'm not scared. Ask somebody, where do you serve in church? Wow, there are many wonderful, good-looking people here. Somebody said yes, sir. Come to church quickly next time. I love you all. Listen. We need to have a place we are serving in church. Ezekiel, we read about this guy last week, who was about to die, and he called forth his record back to God and said, oh God, remember. Oh God, remember. Oh God, remember. What will you be able to tell God if he calls for your record? Where is your place of service? I've had many funny calls as a pastor. Then people call me, Pastor, you may not remember my face, but I was the one that greeted you at the car park. Do you know no more people that greet me on the car park every Sunday? I was the one that greeted you on the car park. In my office, they say our pastor to sign something for all. I need the guarantor. They say level 10. I don't know if there will be somebody in church that will be able to help me. They say, we don't do guarantor for people we don't know. Say, Pastor, you know me now. Say, what is your name? He mentions the name. Which group do you belong to? Actually, you know when Nigerians say actually? Actually, okay. Ask, where do you stay? So, Kale, do you attend house fellowship? Yes. What is the name of your house fellowship? Actually, it is our house fellowship near Second Transformer. Okay, go and see your house fellowship leader and tell him to bring you to me. Then, he now say, Pastor, you know the time. They need it like tomorrow. So, I will guarantee who I don't know. I keep receiving calls from EFCC and some people now. I don't want to go there. Before you come on a Sunday and they say, Pastor did not come to church because he's somewhere. Because he has guaranteed somebody. And people will not hear the news word. They will not go out and say, for that church. I was thinking, why? You see the church? The church don't blow. Hey! I just hear the pastor don't embezzle all the money for in place of what they don't carry on for EFCC. Not knowing saying a church member ain't trying to guarantee for. If I don't know you for 3 years, I apologize. In those days, 6 months, 3 months, I do guarantee. Now I'm wiser. I've seen what has happened to my pastor friends. It will not happen to me. I don't know you for 3 years. I will not sign. I don't know you in church. Your leader does not bring you to me that you are committed. I will not sign. Who will stand for you? Where is your place of service? Sir, that we see you in church does not mean we know you. Please help me tell someone that we see you does not mean we know you. Tell the person again, say you hear that we see you does not mean we know you. Tell the person for the last time. Who are you?
I beg you, have a place of service. Matthew 9:36-38. Let's read it quickly. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with what? With compassion for them, because they were weary, scattered like sheep. How do you know? Look at 37. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers have few. 38. Let's go. Therefore, let me ask somebody. Ask Helene. Are you a laborer? The Lord is not looking for leaders. He's looking for laborers. He's looking for laboring leaders. The problem is that we have titled leaders, not laboring leaders. Some churches, we have 30 people. Everybody has an office. Nobody doing anything. Are you a laborer in this house? You have not sown anywhere in the kingdom. You are praying to reap in the kingdom. Are you a thief? You have not sown prayer. You have not sown evangelism. You are serving nowhere in the church or outside the church. But you are praying for the reward of servants. How will you get it? And you remember, you heard this in last year. You said January 2, you will do. January, now May 29, it is Democracy, former Democracy Day. What have you done? Where is your area of service? Have you thought about it? In my place of work, there's a nominal role. In the nominal role is the list and the name of everybody recruited to work. Salaries are paid based on the nominal role. I hope I'm not wrong. Auditors and HR people, is that the right thing I'm saying? Is that the right thing? Okay. If your name is not on the nominal roll, you don't expect what? A salary. There are many people in church, their names are not on the nominal roll of heaven, of church, of the kingdom. But they want to draw salaries from it. You can't. See, listen to me. There are people in my office, many of office have been, where they have friends that come, sit with them from the morning till the evening. It does not mean their names are on the nominal roll. Do you understand? Okay. I think because you understand, that's why you are quiet. That you appear in church. Does not mean he knows you. He said, not all those who say to me, Lord, Lord, we enter. He said, on that day, I can. They will say, did we not perform miracles? He said, I'll say, go out of here. I know you not. When I was in campus, I have people that buy bed space with us. They have bed space. We stay in the same room, but they are not students of a school. They have fake ID cards, but they are not members of a school. There are many people in church. They are not members of the kingdom of God. They know, praise the Lord, hallelujah. They know everything. But their names are not in the book of life. Their names are not on the nominal roll. But they want the rewards of Christianity. Mba. It doesn't work like that. Please ask somebody, is your name on the nominal roll? In the military, I think they call it enlistment. There's an enlistment. In the school, they call it what? They call it register. Ma, sir, appearance does not mean your name is there. Appearance does not mean your. Do you know in Nigeria many people have camouflage, military camouflage? Have you seen all those jokes of the ones arrested and they are begging? That you wear the uniform does not mean your name is on the enlistment. We have many people at junctions helping us pass traffic, doing their hands like this. It does not mean they are part of the police. At the end of the day, it's what we give them, crumbs that they take. The government does not pay them. Are you like that? It's time to think about these things. Number 14, I'll ask. I'll just read this scripture. You have heard about this many times. So number one, multiplier. Number one, investment. That you must continually invest into the kingdom. It's all winning. Number two, is supplication or intercession. Number three, is your service. Number four, is your sowing. Philippians 4, from verse 15. Philippians 4, from verse 15. Let's all read together. Philippians 4, verse 15. One, two, go. Now, so for today, I want to believe we, the people here, are the Philippians. Philippians. Philippians, praise the Lord. I want to believe we are the Philippians for today. Oh yeah, let's Philippians. Let's go. Now, you Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning... I'm happy. What did he read there? Giving and... He didn't say no church shared with me concerning giving. Because for every giving, there is a receiving. I would have been shocked if he has ended it there and said, no church shared with me in giving. Give and it shall be given unto you. No church shared with me in giving and receiving except you. You gave, therefore you receive. The ones that did not give, they did not receive. But you only. Continue. But for even in Thessalonica, you send aid once. And again, for what? For my necessity. Verse 17, where I'm going to, even though we'll continue from there. Let's go. 17. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds. You know, these pastors, when they want money, they will just start using guilt trip. They just come and be saying some things and something. Listen. Let me not say it wrongly. When you decided not to give, did the church stop? When you decided not to serve, did the church stop? When you decided not to join us in evangelism, did people stop coming? When you decided not to join in praying, were miracles still not happening? So, listen to me. Look at the screen. What I'm telling you now is that fruit may abound to your account, not my account. Whatever you do for God does not add to Him. Whatever you do not do for God does not take away from Him. Look at the screen. Let's read together. One, two, go. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to whose account? To your account. What I've told you today, when you do them, it adds to your own account. Go with me, verse 18. Go with me, verse 18. Indeed, look at it. Indeed, I have all, and I abound. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the thing sent from you, a sweet smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well pleasing to God. Let's go, verse 19. And hello. Pause. Did you see? There is nowhere that sentences start with and if there's nothing preceding it. Because and, I learned, is a conjunction. If I'm still correct, and is a conjunction. So and means something is before. And the things that were before is what we read to you. He received a gift from Epaphroditus. And he said, and now. The people don't give anything. No soul winning. No intercession. No service. No giving. And they wake up in the morning. Today, and my God shall supply all my needs. I got the needs, it don't disappear, ever. And my God shall supply me. I can do all things through Christ. That is from verse 13 of this chapter. It is, there were some things they have done, and they can boldly say, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Can you say that? Have you invested? Take me back to verse 17. Have you invested? Look at it. I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds
to your account. Listen to me. Sowing, serving, soul winning, supplication will add yamfu to your account. You will never be poor in your life. You will never be stranded when you do all these things. But in church, we enjoy shouting amen. We don't like doing the works that make such things to abound to us. Can I tell you this? If you do these things, your prayers will turn to praise. You just wake up in the morning and say, Lord, I thank you. This thing is too much, Jerry. This job is too much. These contracts are too much. These contacts are too much. These connections are too much. As you are doing, he's bringing more. He's opening more doors for you. But some people are there praying 6 hours only for themselves. Self-centered people going nowhere. Can I say soul winning? I didn't hear you say soul winning. Intercession. Say service. Say sowing. I will be known by those things. At the first one, people were shouting. I'll be known by those things. It went down. It is for your account. I ask that the Lord will give you the grace. In the name of Jesus. Father and heads, our time is fast spent. But I just needed to trash this. Father and head. Now, what are you going to do about this? I don't have any prayer point. I want you to pray for yourself. What are you going to do? Now, so you hear him last week. Oh. You heard it first when you were 24. Now you are 51. You have done nothing. 27 years after. Can't you see you are drawing closer to the grave? Serve the Lord with the strength of your youth. Don't only come for an appearance. Make sure your name is on the nominal roll. You are here, you want to give your life to Christ. So that your name will be in the Lamb's book of life. So that when anybody that God wants to bless and he opens that book, he will see your name there. That your name will be on the register. It is not by appearance in church. It is by receiving Jesus into your life. Don't let today pass you by. It is for your own account. It is for your own account. It is for your own account. If you want to give your life to Christ, wherever you are in church, lift your right hand up. Let's pray together. Anywhere you are, that it might be written to my account. You might not have another opportunity. Take advantage of this. The 2022 you spoke about 5 years ago is the one that is almost finishing now. Make that decision. In the name of Jesus. Can the whole church lift up your hands to the Lord? Lift up your hands. If you are in church, lift up your hands. Say, Lord, behold my hands. They belong to you. Use these hands for your glory. Use this hand anyhow you want it. Send me anywhere you want to send me. Help me do anything you want me to do. If you are sincere about that, pray it yourself to him. Pray to him. Pray to him. Pray to him. Pray to him. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You want to take any decision of what we have spoken today? Under the canopy, people are waiting for you there. Where can I serve? When do you go for evangelism? How can you help me with evangelism? How can I join the prayer watch? How can I commit 1 hour per month to praying for the church? Or 1 hour per week for praying for the church? How can you help me in any way to serve the Lord? Under the canopy, go there. Don't let the devil steal this word from your heart. You never know what tomorrow holds. Today is the only thing we have. That's why it's a present to us. Take advantage of it. And the Lord will help you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us.
We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or Mixlr audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.